What the Prophet ﷺ was revealing to him from Allah subhanahu That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the word لَا تُحَفِّقْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْدَلَهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنًا فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنًا ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانًا. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basically told, you don't need this to me, don't move your tongue fast so that you can memorize the wordings of the Quran and Majid. It is my, our responsibility, Allah's responsibility to gather the Quran and to read it. Allah will make it possible for you to read it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a hafiz of the Quran. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to read the Quran, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to listen. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to listen. In this way, the Quran is heard every year in Ramadan, and many of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een were also Quran. And the second way that the Quran's transmission was protected and safeguarded was documentation. That the Quran was written down. As soon as Wahi used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call his client and he used to write it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him the exact thing that this verse comes in this surah after this ayat, before that ayat. And in this way, the entire Quran was written in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba also had copies of the Quran, parts of the Quran. That is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in acceptance of Islam, was going to his sister's house and seeing the verses of Surah Taha, which is cited. He had come to them home with the intention of assassinating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah had wished denied for him, and he went to his sister's home for the urging of his Sahabi who had told him that he worried about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you, your sister has accepted Islam, your brother-in-law has accepted Islam. So he made them there and hear them hearing something which they could be hearing as a teacher that was teaching them. They hid him away also. So he asked, what will you mean? He said, no, we have left your religion. He then began beating them to such an extent that his sister began to clean. Then he asked to see. So she said, he is not. She told him that you are not clean. You have to have a black verse. He complied, and then he picked up the verses of Surah Taha. He recited them, and he wanted to become a Muslim. This shows that documents, pages of the Quran and Majid, pages not as in how we have pages, but in whatever process, whether it was leaves or bark or trees, or whether it was the bones of animals, the Quran and Majid was written from the time of the pages of Allah and Allah. And it was protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse that I recited in the khutbah, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. This is a miracle of the Quran, that if you doubt that the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then produce another surah that can produce a surah like the Quran, even if it's as short as Surah Kawthar. Produce the surah like the Quran, mention it in its beauty, mention it in its thought, mention it in its teaching. That is why when Surah Kawthar was reading, Abu Jahl looked at it and said, what beautiful words, every letter, every word puts into the other. He took it to a poet that was recognized, and his poetry was among the Sabah of Al-Kafa, among the seven poems that were hung up on the door of the Kafa, as a challenge for other poets to produce better poetry than that. The six other poets that passed away, the seventh poet was living, Abu Jahl took it to him to match this poetry. So he looked at it and he wrote another verse at the bottom. Ma nada kalam al-bashar. That this is not the writing of any human being, this is divine. They also, the non-believers also, believe that the Quran was divine. They believe that the Quran was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody could match it. But it was their nastaniyat and the evil within them that prevented them from becoming Muslim and accepting the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepting his teachings. Respected others and brothers, now to understand the It's not that going to Agni Uttan and inquiring whether the thing is on or not on. This, to understand, becomes a little complex and a little difficult, because we like to see experiments and we like to see things. Man by nature is like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have any doubt, the slightest of doubt, a shade of doubt in the authenticity of the Quran, then produce another Quran like that. Like produce another surah like the Quran. Doubt can appear in any writing due to several reasons. One is the transmission was not done correctly, which we have been educated that the Quran was written and memorized from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So its transmission is correct, so no, there will be no doubt as regards that. There could be a doubt and inconsistency, internal inconsistency. There are more than 6,000 verses of the Quran and more than 86,000 words in the Quran. One verse being inconsistent to another verse, or one word being inconsistent to another verse. By means of an example, the Protestant Bible has 66 books, but the Catholic Bible has 33 books. Immediately there is an inconsistency. The Protestants call themselves Christians, the Catholics call themselves Christians, and both believe in the Bible, but the one Bible has got seven more books than the other Bible. So this is an inconsistency, an internal inconsistency. And what is an external inconsistency? What is meant by external inconsistency? By the external inconsistency is meant that any fact in the Quran and Majeed must be inconsistent with any established knowledge that is outside the Quran. Science is advancing and progressing. What is known today was not known. There are many facts that were not known 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, but it is known today. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran and Majeed, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. This is the verse of the Quran and Majeed, and it states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man from a rich of faith. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سُمَجْعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a drop of fluid and lodged it in a safe place with Qara'il Majeed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that nutfah into an alaqah, and then that alaqah Allah made into a mudghah. Alaqah in the Arabic language would either mean a leech. A leech is that which inflicted clings onto something and sucks from it, or something that is suspended, mu'allaq, something that is suspended, or it could mean a clot of blood. An anatomist and embryologist, Dr. and Professor Keith Moore and Professor Farsad, they looked at this verse and they were embryologists, they had written books on embryology. They referred to what they understand that they like, and then they studied the pieces and they realized that what they have to Allah and what is in the Quran is showing the stages of the development of the pieces, that is correct. So the knowledge in the Quran is according to established knowledge outside the Quran, showing that it is a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle could be defined as that which is established, which cannot be established by the known laws of nature. It is not that I bring a glass of water, I add some sugar, and see, this water has become sweet now. That is not a miracle. Known laws of nature, is throwing onto the ground and turning into a surface, is not by means of the known laws of nature. Or that which cannot be understood, and it is beyond man's capabilities and powers. Miracle of reversal is a divine act, an act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah wants to say in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. No Rasul can produce a miracle. It is only with the permission of Allah. And every Nabi that came, their communities asked them to produce miracles. By means of which the credibility and the reliance of that Nabi, they accepted or rejected. The magicians, when they saw the miracle of Musa and Isra, they immediately accepted. But they denied that this is not any magic. We do the magic. We make our sticks and ropes look like snakes, but this is our sticks and snakes and ropes will not devour the other ropes and sticks, but this stick here has become a serpent and is devouring our sticks and ropes. So that is a miracle. So respected others and brothers, the Quran, it was revealed 1400 years ago. Dr. Keith Moore came to South Africa and spoke about this. A journalist questioned him, what if the Arabs, they were cruel? So if they had opened a lady's womb and they saw, and then they wrote it in the Quran. So he said, they also hid for 100 years the microscope which we need to see because it cannot be seen by means of the naked eye. So they hid that microscope for 100 years ago. For 100 years, after which, after 100 years, we are now able to see when the microscope was invented, and we are able to see the development of the fetus, and the changes mentioned in the Quran are exactly what we have seen by observation by means of the microscope. Showing that the Quran is divine, it is not man written, and our yaqeen upon the Quran should increase yearly respect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran and Allah alone knows what happens. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, talking about the womb also, Allah yaqilu ma tahmilu munsa wa ma taqidu al-arham wa ma tazdaha. Allah knows what the womb, the ladies carry in their womb. Now this is by means of sunnah. And by means of X-ray, they say that this is a boy in the womb or this is a girl. But Allah adds further, وَمَا تَغْيِرُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. That what the womb decreases and on the womb increases. What is the decrease and increase in the womb? We all know that ladies suffer menstrual flow, monthly, but none of us know. The doctors, the gynecs, the obstetricians, they may know that the endometrial wall of the womb is not 0.5 millimeters. And during a lady's monthly life, that endometrium is the thickness of that wall increases to 0.5 or 6 millimeters, from 0.05 to 5 or 6 millimeters. And if she does not become pregnant, and if she does not expect it, ovaries are not fertilized, then the excess wall she sheds off. And this also flows off with the menstrual flow. Which of us knew that? And this was not known until recently. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran and Majeed. And we, 1400 years it has been mentioned in the Quran and Majeed, and we have only learned of it now. Showing again that this knowledge was placed in the Quran by the all-knowing, the creator, the maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing that the Quran is divine and it is a revealed book from that being who is actual life, know of everything, know of the unseen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran and Majeed another verse, showing the divine nature of the Quran, and our yaqeen upon the Quran should increase, and with that, our yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase. وَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْذَانِهِمْ بِالْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. Speaking about the youth that slept for more than 300 years in the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we close their ears. Why not close their eyes? That Allah Allah closed their ears. Doctors have said now that every faculty, when a man goes to sleep or a lady goes to sleep, every faculty ceases to function excepting the ears. So Allah closed the ears because the ears do not go up to sleep. That is why we need a good alarm clock to wake us up for Fajr Salah. Or whenever we want to wake up, we need a good alarm clock because our ears do not fall off to sleep, they still continue to function. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this was mentioned 1400 years ago. This sleep apnea test, etc., has been only heard of sleep apnea test last year. It may have been started off maybe 5-10 years ago. So about sleep, the physiology of sleep, etc., this has only been spoken about and taught now in recent times, but it is mentioned in the Quran 1400 years ago, showing the divine nature of the Quran, showing that the Quran was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should increase our yaqeen upon the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ إِخْوَاتُهُمْ وَمُنُقُوذُ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. Again from Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they think that those that saw the people of the king sleeping, that they thought that they were awake, but they in reality sleeping, and we turn them from side to side, from the right to the left and the left to the right. They are fast asleep for 300 years. Can we imagine a person sleeping for one whole week and not waking up? The difficulty that person will have health-wise, his circulation will be hampered, will be in jeopardy, and this will cause breath loss, which are all established facts now. And they say that to avoid breath loss, if the person cannot change signs on his own, then he should be assisted by those that are capable to change signs so that the circulation is maintained. But this fact is mentioned in the Quran 1400 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse says, كُلَّمَا نَضَجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. That the Jahannami, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. That those that deny our verse, then we will cast them into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every time that their skin and flesh is burned, then we will change their skin so that they can continue to live. The punishment. A professor in a Thailand university, Dr. Professor Siddhartha Sajjan, and he signed in our Vajpaya, makes remarks for the pronunciation. There is no real Sajjan in English, so this is how I managed to give expression to that spelling that I saw that is very difficult. I don't know whether it is Siddhartha or Siddhartha. So it is Siddhartha or Siddhartha. So make me mark for that. He said that when he read this, when this verse was read to him, its meaning was told to him, he verified the translation to see whether the translation is correct, because it says sensory nerves are on the skin. Partial skin burns are very painful, but complete skin burns are not painful. So he says he looked at that verse and then in a conference in Riyadh, a medical conference, he proclaimed the Shahada and he became a Muslim upon this birth. Respected elders and brothers, the Quran is a miracle. And today we shall see another miracle, or we shall see another miracle of the Quran. The young boys have memorized the Quran at a young age, and this is one of the ways in which the Quran has been safeguarded and protected. In a verse, Allah commanded us, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. That custom of the sky with its pathways, with its borders. It said, the astrophysicists have said that there are 200 billion galaxies. And each galaxy has 200 billion stars. And some of these stars have planets, and these planets have satellites. They say the moon is the satellite of the earth. Can we imagine 200 billion galaxies and 200 billion stars and the stars having planets and all of them are in motion? So can we imagine the orbits in space? This was only discovered after the discovery of the telescope that can see far into space. But 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Again, to increase our iman upon the divine nature of the Quran, that the Quran is definitely revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a book of guidance for us. Like the people of the past asked for miracles, our miracle is because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi and put the last name. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle extends all time and all space. For eternity, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle, the Quran is a miracle. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam produced many miracles. Like his pointing of his finger towards the moon and his splitting, or water coming out from his fingers, or little food sufficient for a few people, becoming sufficient for many and more than the food was prepared for. All these were miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were for that time, like the miracle of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was for his time, only for his people. But the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his my Nabi and the Nabi of the Sahaba who saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if your Nabi is going to be the Nabi of our children and our grandchildren and maybe great grandchildren also. Until the dunya exists, so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extends right from the time that the Quran was revealed until the day of Qiyamah. So respected elders and brothers, let us develop our yaqeen upon the Quran and let us reflect upon the meanings of the Quran so that our yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ceases, and when our yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ceases, then our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses of the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا, that we have made the sky a protective roof. سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا is a protective roof. It said that the atmosphere prevents the meteor from landing upon the earth and causing destruction. The ozone layer of the atmosphere, it is said that it prevents the harmful rays of the sun from penetrating and causing harm. They say that there is a magnetic layer in the atmosphere that prevents the radiation bursts from coming upon the earth. And one burst, it is said, has the energy equal to 100 billion atom bombs that were dropped upon Hiroshima. Can we imagine the devastation that this would have caused upon earth? But Allah says, you made the sky a protective covering. This was not known until recently when scientists did their exploration and they discovered that there is a protective cover and the radiation bursts are prevented. Just the other day I was reading that in Europe on the 14th and on the night of the 14th and 15th of December, an asteroid crashed onto Earth, and every hour they said it would be possible to see 100 stars falling. Those were the pieces of the asteroid or the meteor that was coming upon Earth. It penetrated the atmosphere and landed upon Earth. And they said it was going to be a huge firework that would never have been seen, the like of it has not been seen for many a year. To respect the elders and brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Quran and Majeed a living miracle for us to develop our yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for us to bring complete yaqeen upon the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is Allah who is alone the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the maker, and Allah alone knows everything. So our yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should develop, and this should increase our iman upon the teaching of the Quran and our obedience to the Quran and our following of the Quran. In another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nasi lladhi bi Bakkah mubarakun wa hudan lil-'alamin fihi ayatun bayyinatun maqam Ibrahim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that the first house that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for the purpose of Ibadah, was the house in Makkah bi barakata mubarakah in his blessings wa mudalli ala an means of guidance for mankind. And in it are clear signs of the greatness of Allah. The ulama has stated that the well of Zamzam is one such clear sign which most of us, we have ourselves witnessed, that the people of Makkah, the people of Medina consume thousands and thousands of liters of Zamzam daily. And those Zaynis, the Kujami and the Mu'tamiri, those with Umrah, they also consume Zamzam. Not only do they consume Zamzam, but they take liters and liters of it away. They bring it to their homes as tabarruk to give to those who come to visit them, that we want the tabarruk of Makkah, of the Mubarak places, and then Zamzam water is given to them, Zamzam is given to them. There is no river, there is no lake, and there is in Makkah Mukarrama and the South Arabian Peninsula, the Arabian Peninsula is a barren land. But yet, in the time of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, in the season of Hajj, thousands of liters are consumed, but that well continues to flow, which is a clear sign that the Quran mentioned it 1400 years ago, and since 1400 years, this well is flowing, and Zamzam is being consumed, and thousands of liters have been transported, but yet the flow of the well is also not diminishing. The velocity is still continuing and it is still flowing strongly, showing that what the Quran says 1400 years ago is true today also. So respected elders and brothers, we should ponder upon these facts and increase our iman upon the Quran and Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a Nabi who is an example. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example in every aspect of our life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he showed us, it is the best way, the most beautiful way, and the perfect way of doing a thing. And it is the cheapest way also. For example, take the sunnah of eating. Sit on the floor and eat. Sit in the tashahhud posture with one leg raised, one knee raised. As compared to the system of the non-believers sitting at tables upon chairs, that a dining room suite costs thousands of rand and the space is restricted. In a small dining room, one table and four chairs will fill up the space, so four people can eat. But sitting on the floor in the same space, 10 people will be able to sit and eat comfortably. This is the beauty of the sunnah. In every aspect of deen, in every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Kashmiri alayhi wa sallam was once eating, was using his fingers, and there was an Arab chef who was eating with fork and knife. So Allah Kashmiri sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great scholar, he said that my spoon, that is my fingers, is better than yours. Why? Because I can feel the temperature of the food before I put it into my mouth also. One benefit. Second benefit, I can close my fingers in whichever way I want to. That is another benefit. Thirdly, the juices that are secreted by the skin on the fingertips, that will help in my digestion. So by means of this, we prove that the sunnah is most perfect, most beautiful. The entire thing is the most beautiful way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq of accepting the Quran as a divine book and having yaqeen upon it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the youngsters. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to their parents. Congratulations to their asatiza for their effort. It is not easy to become a hafiz of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor that He has made the memorizing of the Quran easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them for the khidmat of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them barakah and knowledge and use them for the spreading of deen throughout the length and breadth of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.